Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
You waited all week. You kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You hid in your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off.
We are here. We are back. Welcome to the 2.5 million Mouthing Off Nation. I am Fast Eddie Mansfield, along with my beautiful co-host, Patricia Summerlin, Sunny the California Girl. How are you, P.S.?
I notice, Eddie, I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. And thank you for that back to P.S. I'm kind of digging that. I'm doing even better because I'm still staying ahead of the most in that voting in Fab 40 and over. So I want to thank you to all the 2.5 million listeners out there. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for voting. Please go and find me. Go to Patricia Summerlin on Instagram or Facebook. Hit the link, read, open the link, and please read my story and everything and hit vote. It's free votes. If you want to pay, hope vote, fine. Thank you. Much appreciated to all of you who are doing that, keeping this alive. It's for a good cause. It's for breast cancer. Plus, it also gets out my story. If I win this, I'm in a 2-page article in New Beauty Magazine, which I'm really, really hoping I do, and I get out my story to help others, and that's my goal here.
One way or the other, you're going to win that thing, and we're going to get your story out anyway. Whether it's going to go out, and because you deserve it, you're very, very deserving of it. And what a show we have, Patricia! It's unbelievable. You got the World Series kicking off, and oh my God, the first couple games was just unbelievable. Then you got to rain out, but. What do you expect? It's going to rain on the Phillies anyway. They backed in there anyway, being a sixth seed, a wild card. And then we're going to hit the NFL. And there's a bunch of coaches. They're getting fired too as well. So
I think they're listening to us. Yeah, I think you mentioned that there needs to be some change in the NFL. And maybe that's what's happening. That's why these coaches are getting fired.
Yeah, they need to get fired. There's a couple of coaches that need to get fired. And I'm really excited about today because we're going to talk about that. Not only the NFL, but we're going to talk about the World Series. It's really heating up and it's really, really good.
I know, Eddie. You guess what? We're going to be right back with more Mouthing Off.
Mouthing Off all around the world.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites, fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year, without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online, ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine. He sent me to
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Now then, all over the world.
We are back with Mouthing Off. I am Fast Eddie Mansfield along with my co-host Patricia Summerlin, Sunny the California Girl. We are going to talk a little NFL, Patricia. L.A. Rams versus San Fran 49ers. Even though the Rams lost out on the Christian McCaffrey sweepstakes, their NFL West rivals got the talented runner in a trade with the Panthers. With Deebo Samuel nursing a sore hamstring, the 49ers turned to McCaffrey.
Well, I would say the 49ers spanked the Rams. Yeah. That, as much as it hurts, hurts my heart, you know, to have the Rams lose. Yeah, it's one of my California teams. And this Sunny, the California girl, doesn't like to hear that, you know, Eddie? It's just, come on, Rams. Especially, you know what, though? Again, they won the Super Bowl, so heck. You know, set aside Raiders, San Francisco, it's not my team. Sorry. The 49ers is just not my team for California. But I love the Rams and Raiders, so. But good for the 49ers, Eddie. We got to cheer them on, right? So anyway,
they got a good ball team. They really do.
Right.
And when they brought in Christian McCaffrey, I mean, it makes a difference. He can do it all. I mean, he really is. He's a one man show.
Yep. Still learning the new offense. McCaffrey was then capable of picking up the slack. Recorded a 9-yard receiving touchdown. A 1-yard run for a score. And on top of all that, Eddie threw a 34-yard touchdown pass and a 31-14. That's incredible. 49ers win over the Rams at SoFi Stadium, at their own stadium. Yeah. Oh,
spanked
ouch.
Them. Spanked them like they owned them. Let me tell you, McCaffrey, can you – look at that. I mean, he not only ran for a score – he threw a 34-yard touchdown pass, and then he caught another touchdown. I mean, this guy, I'm telling you, he's a showstopper, and that's the key. That's why everybody really wanted him. I mean, especially the Rams. I mean, they went after him big time, and you see why. The 49ers got him, and he's a game changer. He's an instant game changer.
I guess Matthew is, just slowing down a bit. Stafford, I guess he had his time to shine. Is that what you're saying?
No.
With the Rams.
I'm just saying that they're just off their game.
Now, guess what, Eddie? You know where we're going? Oh, we're going to All Busted Up.
All Busted Up.
We
Oh, mercy. Let me tell you about All Busted Up. You know who is all busted up in real life and on this show? Is Devontae Adams. No matter if it's Green Bay or the Raiders, he seems to find trouble. Notice how the NFL may... You know, all you fans listen, I want you to understand this. All of a sudden, you remember where he pushed that photographer?
Oh, yes.
And pushed him down?
Yeah, for no reason.
All of a sudden, yeah. You know, once you notice how the NFL made that push of that photographer go away?
Right.
You don't hear anything about it. You notice about that?
Yes.
You don't hear a thing. He should have stayed in Green Bay one more year with Aaron Rodgers. It's a whole lot better than playing with the Raiders. I can guarantee you that. But the big thing that I wanted to point out with All Busted Up, Patricia, is all of a sudden the NFL, they took that photographer that got abused and it made it go away. Did you notice that?
I know. So what do you think they did? Did they pay off that photographer to make him go away, Eddie? What do you think happened there? Why did he just, you know, disappear?
Well, they either paid him off or they either threatened him.
Could be.
He would no longer be able to shoot, you know, in NFL games if he had just dropped the charges or whatever he did. I don't know. I need to look into this because all of a sudden, you know, what he did to that guy was assault and battery.
Absolutely. It was clearly assault and battery. It was all over national television. So we all witnessed it. So how in the heck
did it went away?
And what happened to Mr. Adams?
It's kind of like, you know, right? John. What I look at is kind of like John Dillinger robbing a bank. And then all of a sudden you go, oh, he didn't really rob that bank.
Right. He just gets a little slap on the hand and here, go ahead and take the money and run.
Yeah, that's what he did. And when I look at Devontae Adams, that was I'm sorry, just won't cut it. I mean, that guy needed to get some money for being abused like that.
Yes.
Because he was just doing his job.
Yes.
But I find it really funny that the NFL made that disappear.
I know.
And you don't hear a word of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right. I mean, to this day, you don't. There is nothing in the news. No Sports Center. No Fox Sports. No one is covering it. It's like all of a sudden it just disappeared.
Is Devontae Adams that special to, you know, for this to happen? I don't think so. I think he really deserves it.
I just think he's a damn thug.
Well, yeah, he's thug.
He's a ghetto trash that picked on a poor photographer that was only doing his job. I mean, in all my years as being a pro athlete, I have never put my hands on a photographer.
No, we don't do that. They're there to make us look better and
They make it. Yeah, I mean, they're most of them great people anyway. You know, and I wouldn't even think about that.
He's not a paparazzi. He's there to take the best shots.
Real shots.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So, and when fans, all 2.5 million of them out there. Think about this. All of a sudden, it went away, didn't it? It's like it really never happened. And, you know, they say the NFL is not for long. And I guess it's the truth.
Do you think that's
it's not for they can make things disappear. And that seems like that's exactly what they did.
Money talks.
And it's a shame.
Money talks.
Well, they're powerful. You know, they got a monopoly. It's kind of like Major League Baseball. They have a monopoly.
Right.
NFL is a monopoly.
Yes.
Allowed, you know, to exist in the United States of America as well as Major League Baseball and a lot, you know, NHL and a lot of other places. But they want to put people in and suspend people for lesser crimes. And lesser things, but they did what to him? Nothing.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I've read nothing
about
it.
That's what I'm saying. And Devontae Adams is not a star player like, let's say, Aaron Rodgers, for instance, or Tom Brady, where if they mess up, hey, you get it because, you know, they are who they are. But come on, Devontae Adams? Really?
Yeah.
What is really going on?
And doing that. Yeah. And doing that to a photog, I just can't get it. and I don't get it.
Well, that's
and
just like
I will never get
here
it.
In California with their crime, you know, slap on a hand. Our good old DA is doing the same thing. Make it go away, you know, shh. So that's what's happening. Yeah. All you fans out there, maybe we'll find out. They can come back and tell us. We got to do some investigating.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah. And you know, question. You know, they need to be questioned. Goodell needs to have, you know, questions. And he dodges the bullet, boy. You talk about a dodge. He'd be great at dodgeball because he's the best at it. I mean, he ducks and dodges, and he never accepts accountability, mm-hmm. period. And that's sad. It really is.
That's the thing in sports, isn't it?
Okay, let's talk about Tom Brady.
Well, you know,
we'll get off of Devontae Adams. Let's talk about Tom Brady real quick.
Yes.
All of a sudden, boy, he got divorced quick, didn't he?
Well, that was coming. I told you that.
Yeah, absolutely. You called the shot.
I did. I called that shot and I was right on that. Giselle was already planning on that to happen because once he went back to the Bucks, when he did not retire, as he told her, honey, I am done. I'm going to retire. I want to be with you and the kids. And all of a sudden, boom, he's back. What do you think's going to happen? Do you think she's going to go, okay, sweetie? It's okay, but you promised me. No, they were fighting over this. And this is a long, ongoing thing. And guess what? Divorce court. That's going to be ugly, sad, because they still have young children. You know, it's just heartbreaking. And Tom Brady's not on his game because of this. The Bucks are down. The Bucks will be down. Like I said, he's going to be a loser in this whole thing, Eddie.
Well, he's already lost the game. I mean, he lost his family. And, you know, you can't come and just show up. And we'll be right back with more Mouthing Off right after this.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call EasyKnock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635, 800-732-9635, 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Now then, all over the world.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off and our 2.5 million listeners. I'm Patricia Summerlin, Sunny the California girl, along with Fast Eddie Mansfield. Eddie, let's talk a little college football. How about Auburn Tigers?
Sounds good.
Fired their head coach, Brian Harsin. Well, gee, that's not surprising, right? First season, he was 6-7. This year, he's 3-5. And after starting the season, guess what? He's only 3-1.
You know, he started the season off with a bang. You know, boom, 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 boom. And then all of a sudden it blew up on him. And, you know, Patricia, when in the SEC, it's kind of like the NFL. If you don't win, they don't want you there. And in the SEC, if you don't win, they will fire you. And they did. I want to bring up a great candidate. You're going to love this, Patricia, to be the head coach of all. My boy, prime time, Deion Sanders, and he's the head coach at Jackson State. When Deion was asked about the Auburn head coaching job, Prime said, "I'm going to have to entertain it straight up. I'd be a fool not to." And I guarantee you that prime time could bring something to him, like he did to Jackson State. He just revitalized the program.
And yeah, well, we all love Deion Sanders. I think that's great. Prime time, Deion Sanders. We need that. Yeah, most definitely.
So you think he'd be a great fit for Auburn?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because I'm the same way. I think he would be. He brings the charisma and the swagger that Auburn needs. And in addition, he also knows how to win. That's
he knows
key.
How to win.
He really knows how to win.
He brings
everywhere.
The team. He's not that thug, Eddie, that we're talking about, like a Devontae Adams.
No, he's prime time. I've known prime time since probably 1982, 3. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's how long I've known him. And Deion is a different kind of breed. He's a winner. And everywhere he ever went, he won. He's really a shutdown corner, and he has so much to offer a program. Like he went to Jackson State, mm-hmm. and showed these guys how to really win. And Auburn needs somebody like that. They need that swagger and that charisma. Auburn's like a plain Jane kind of SEC team, and you know they're known at Toomer's Corner in Auburn. For after each victory, Patricia, they got a tree in the middle of the square there in Toomer's Corner, and they throw toilet paper. They roll that whole tree.
Wow!
There won't be any toilet paper left in Auburn after he wins a few games.
So they eat it up.
Yeah, they do, and I just think that he'd be great at Auburn. I just think that he'll bring something different. And I think as a recruiter, mm-hmm. he would be unbelievable. If you're a kid and you know anything about football, Deion Sanders walks into your living room and says, "I want you to play football for me because I'm going to make sure you're a winner." That's kind of like
exactly.
That's kind of like Saban from Alabama going in the living room. You know those two knuckleheads, Saban and Deion Sanders. It's really funny. Patricia, they do the Aflac commercials, you know.
So they're actually friends.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. They're real friends. Great. And that's what I love about it. And I think that, you know, he's getting some guidance from Saban, you know, with coaching and kind of the right moves to make in the coaching field.
Mm-hmm.
And you need that, you know, as an ex ball player or ex anything that you have a great coach like Saban, who's won all these national championships, that not only you do commercials with, but are buddies, that he could pick up the phone and say, hey, what do you think about this move? Should I make this move? And Saban will set him up the right way and tell him what needs to be in that contract and what how he covers his CYA with Auburn.
What about the fact that Deion, wasn't he a play-by-play too? He did a little bit of that.
No, he didn't do it. He did a little stuff in the studio, but not a lot of play-by-play stuff. He was more of, you know, he did a little color stuff, but
that's what I thought, some color
comedy. He was
a little bit.
Yeah, he did a little stuff with the Cowboys and some other, I don't know if it was Espen or Fox. It was one of them. I can't remember. But he did a good job. I mean, he's got charisma. And when you got charisma, you know, that's why at prime time. That's why they call me the Continental Lover, because I got charisma. And when you got charisma, you got to use it and use it in the right way. And you know, talking about college football, on the other hand, in college, one of the games of the year could be this week coming up with the Tennessee Volunteers that are 4-0. SEC Eastern Division playing number one Georgia Bulldogs.
Ooh.
Can you imagine that?
That's going to be a good one. That's going to be a good game. Yeah, Tennessee Volunteers.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because, Georgia's number one.
Right. Well, one of these teams are coming away with a loss, as we know. But that is going to be a great game, Eddie. Definitely.
Yeah, and that's why the SEC is the toughest division in college football, Patricia. Now, one of these teams that are better than most of the teams in the whole, you know, college football, they're gonna come away with a loss. They're gonna fall in the rankings.
They're gonna take it. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm a Georgia Bulldog guy. Yeah, I think that Georgia is not. See, they're pushing Ohio State as number one. Mm-hmm. Ohio State couldn't beat Georgia Bulldogs on their best day. And see, they don't want an SEC team to be number one, but you can't stop something that's just that good, you know, and the Bulldogs are really, really good. And the Tennessee Volunteers are that good. So you got two great teams going against each other, and it's a shame that one of them is going to lose and they're going to fall in the rankings. Like I said,
but you gotta lose, Eddie. That's the thing. That's the name of the game. Even in wrestling, there's only one that's going to take it home. Well, you both do, but one of them's a winner, one of them's a loser, you know? Even if you tap out, tap out five times, you know you're going down that last one, right? Somebody's going down. That's just the way it is. But guess what? I'm excited about this because I love who's going to be the jabroni of the week.
Salute the sports personalities that have royally stunk up the joint.
Ooh, was that you?
Nope, must have been the dog.
Here's Fast Eddie Mansfield with his jabronis of the week.
My jabroni of the week is Brian Harsin, who started the season at 3-1, lost four games. That's why they ran him out of Auburn. They ran him out, gave him a case of toilet paper, and said goodbye. You know, and you know, when you look at this guy, if you can't recruit with multi-million-dollar alumni giving you plenty of money and jets and to fly these guys all over the place, and you start 3-1 and lose four straight games, you should be fired.
You should
and
be.
It's just, yeah, I mean, you should be. What kind of example are you, what are you doing? Number one. And that's what I would have said.
He's not doing anything.
What are you doing? How can you lose?
To lose four games.
No. How you lose four straight games? You start the season 3-1, then you lose four straight games. Now, there's no way. All you can hope for is a bowl game. That's it. They'll get a bowl game because they got a big alumni and they follow them around. They'll guarantee. I don't know what kind of bowl they may be in the toilet bowl, but I don't know what kind of bowl they'll be in.
They're in the toilet bowl with the toilet paper, you know. Well, yeah, exactly. Brian Harsin's probably going to find his house all TP'd. They need to go over there and TP his house. Say, listen, jabroni of the week, you better learn how to play better. Because you suck.
Yeah, and coach too. You know, you do suck. I mean, he sucks a big one. And so it's like, when I look at Auburn, that's why they need somebody that has that swagger like Deion to come in there and change the culture. And you know, whether he was winning with the 49ers or winning with the Falcons or winning with the Cowboys, he just knows how to win.
Yes, he is. He was fast, Deion Sanders. Lick and split. Boom.
Oh.
Yep, that guy. He can run.
All you do is you just got to be careful because you just see 21 and running right down the field and nothing you do about it.
That's
what I loved about it.
Yeah. Yeah. The Flash is back. They should call him Flash. Is that a prime time? You know, there's many prime times.
You know who?
We have prime time in wrestling. You know who that is, right? Prime time.
Prime time
in wrestling? WWE prime time?
Yeah.
You know the group, prime time. I don't know if they fired them. They might have fired him. You know, and bring it back. You know, I don't know what they're doing over there at WWE, honestly. They get rid of him, they bring him back. You know, they filter him. And some jump to AEW or NWA. They're all over now. You know, different spots. And now what's his name trying to bring him back? Or Stephanie McMahon is, you know. But that's funny. And then
you got to have continuity, and you got to build, you got to build the characters the right way and let them kind of do their thing and teach them the right way. And I know my buddy, Shawn Michaels, he did a great job with NXT and to build them up and
absolutely
and really try to show them
the
right way to do things and how to cut promos and really, see, I could show them how to do it. I did that with the IWF at Universal. And I built a lot of stars.
But you know what, Eddie?
I'm very proud of that.
We're building stars. Our listeners are stars, but we're going to have to say, hey, we'll be right back with more Mouthing Off.
Hey, jabronis. Mouthing Off will return.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now, are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
If you have certain chronic conditions such as
heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites, fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year, without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Your bills are due on the 13th, but you don't get paid until the 15th. Sound familiar? Life doesn't always wait for payday. Get the NetSpend All Access account for your everyday mobile banking needs and get paid up to 2 days faster with direct deposit. Get started today at netspend.com and go beyond banking. Banking services provided by an account established by Pathward NA member FDIC. Faster access based on comparison of our ACH processing policy versus posting funds at settlement. Deposit account opening is subject to registration and ID verification. Terms and costs apply.
At the United States Postal Service, we're here to deliver fast and reliable service to help you get holiday ready. We offer free package pickup and deliver free shipping supplies to your address. So whether you're in Garland, Texas, Rudolph, Wisconsin, or anywhere in between, we're making it easier for you to spread festive cheer this holiday season. USPS, delivering for America. For all your holiday needs, including info about free shipping supplies, free package pickup availability and restrictions, go to usps.com/holidays. Now, all over the
world. We're back with more Mouthing Off. I'm Fast Eddie Mansfield, along with Patricia Summerlin, Sunny, the California girl, one of the most beautiful co-hosts in the whole wide world. She has a face for television, not radio, I guarantee you. And what a World Series, Patricia, so far. The Astros in Game 1 blew a 5-0 lead to lose 6-5. Can you imagine that, blowing a 5-run lead?
I know, that one had to hurt, right? Yeah, but it's going to be great. These playoffs, the World Series, you know, everything leading up to. But yeah, thank you for the intro, too. My head's getting bigger. I had to keep that up. Nice, I like that. Yeah, so
hey, Astros, Patricia,
that's a shame. They came out swinging. They came out swinging.
Yeah, they did.
The first time in the World Series history to hit three straight doubles, and they beat the Phillies 5-2. Just when I thought the Phillies, you know, yeah. I was happy because I called the game that they were going to win, right? I said the Phillies are going to win, and they won. But that was it.
Yeah. And now we 1-1. And now it's down the – As we're doing this show, the games are going on, and you know Jose Altuve, he doubled to left on against the ace Zach Wheeler with the Phillies on his sinker, and Jeremy Pena followed suit, bringing Altuve in on the following at bat with a double of his own. Just like that, the Astros took the lead in the first inning and never looked back. And
that's right.
You know something, it was this series is really a good World Series. Believe it or not, the Astros had such a great record, and they do have a great team, and the Phillies have a great team, but they backed in the World Series. You know, they really were a wild card that got hot at the right time and got in the World Series, and now we got a great World Series. And all you listeners out there, you know, by whether you're listening on the radio to them or watching them on television, that these teams are really neck and neck. And I want to say this, Patricia, I think that, you know, they're in the Philly, they're in Philly, you know, they just had a rain out, but they got
hardcore
three
fan
games to do in Philly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And let me tell you, I think that the advantage goes to the Astros. I just really believe that because
why would
the Phillies
you say that? I'd like to know. Yeah, why would you think that?
I'm going to tell you. Okay. As a baseball guy, they mm-hmm. don't have their top-notch pitchers in Philly to really shut these Astros down. Mm-hmm. And I think that I'm going to make a prediction right now to God and everybody that the Astros are going to win this World Series in 6 games. And I'm telling you, the Phillies don't have their real aces going at home, but they got great fans. See, the fans can make up.
The fans are hardcore, Eddie, and a lot of times that support can push them through, you know?
Absolutely. But you know something? It doesn't stop Altuve and some of these other guys for just knocking the snot out of a ball. You know, it really doesn't matter. And I look at it that way, as a pitcher. If you're not throwing your best guys, you know you're a disadvantage. And I'm not saying they're not good, but they're just not the top notch that we saw already. I mean, you know, to me, I was shocked. I think that Dusty Baker made a big mistake in the first game of the World Series, and I'm going to tell you why, Patricia. I think he left Justin Verlander in a little bit too long. He should have pulled him and brought in a relief pitcher, you know, like in the fourth inning,
mm-hmm.
and not let him go the fifth inning. But that's old school baseball,
right?
Yeah. What he did, he was playing old school to try to get one more inning out of him, you know, to save his relief pitchers, right? Mm-hmm. But it backfired on him, and then all of a sudden, bam! That 5-run lead went it vanished. So quick it made his head swim, and then now when you look at game 2, I mean, it's like you just said, they set a World Series record by hitting three straight doubles. And it was bam, bam, bam. And the Astros never looked back. You know, they won 5-2. And so then they got the rain out. And now I'm so excited about the World Series. And because it's different.
Well, and, you know, Valdez. We have two great teams, two major league baseball teams that haven't been to the World Series, first of all, in a while. And I think everyone was predicting it would be the Dodgers again, you know, as much as we wanted. So this is kind of, like you said, a wild card. And just to have the Astros and the Phillies playing together, it's kind of exciting because also Texas has great fans. Texas.
Yes, they do. I mean, it's like, you know, I'm not going to be braggadocious, but I was at the ball game the other night and you know, I text you when I was leaving Minute Maid. Mm-hmm. And I got to see, you know, the Astros win 5-2. What a ball game. What fans. The Astros have great fans. And, you know, David, our chief engineer and producer can tell you that they're avid fans and they love their people. And I want to give a shout out to MLB for hooking me up. That was real nice. And we had a real good time. And what a ball game.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, always. It's always funner. Did you get I'd say Dodger dog, but in your case, it would be an Astro dog, right?
Yeah. I had a cold beer.
The hot dogs and beer, you know.
I had one beer. I'm trying to watch, you know, I'm trying to stay nice and thin.
You're watching your girlish figure. But yes.
Yeah, I am not going to lose my girlish figure. That's for sure. But I really enjoyed the ball game, and the fans are just so rabid. What I love about the Astro fans, they're not a bunch of thugs. And you know something? There were people sitting down from me. We had great seats, you know, mm-hmm. right up from home plate. Mm-hmm. And they had Philly fans there, and you know, nobody bothers them. You know, like in Philly, now you have Astros go up to Philly, you're going to have a bunch of thugs and a bunch of punks from the Phillies, you know, try to pick on them. And they don't that in the Astros. Well, number one, in Texas, they all got guns, you know. So
that's what I was just going to say. You know, yeah, Phillies might hide a few knives or some bats or something because that's how they play. But I think at the end of this, hopefully it's going to be peaceful. There might be a little bit of, you know, fighting going on, especially once they drink and stuff. It gets crazy, you know, the ball brawlers. There's always got to be that. But locked in is Framber Valdez was relentless in this game. Picked up seven strikeouts, right? And allowed just one hit. Yep. Through four innings. That's really, really
good. He shut him down. I mean, he's got a breaking ball that'll fall right off the table. Boom. I mean, it's just, it was a beautiful thing to watch. And they had some great plays. Like the Phillies, they had a great play. They got a third baseman, Alex Bowman. He prevented a possible double by snaring a Maldonado liner down the line. Or it could have got real nasty. And it was starting to get nasty, you know, by you know, the Astros scoring. But,
absolutely.
You know.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a great World Series, Eddie. And I'm so excited, just like you are. And, you know, Astros, great. But I pick Phillies just because, you know, I'm going to go against you and go against probably half.
Well, that's okay. You can go against me because I'm going to win anyway. I know. So it doesn't really matter.
I know, right? I know.
Yeah. Strap yourself in. Let's go to Patricia's Power Player of the Week.
Oh, yes, Eddie. And you know my Power of the Player of the Week, and I mean power player, Jose Carlos Altuve is a Venezuelan professional baseball second baseman for the Houston Astros of Major League Baseball.
Altuve.
Well, I say it kind of my fancy way. Altuve, you know, with a flay. As an amateur free agent, he was in 2007, and he made his major league debut in 2011, a right-handed batter and thrower. As of 2017, he was the shortest active major league baseball player. Isn't that something? He's only 5'6". He listed his weight as 165. So he's a tiny guy. From 2014 to 2017, Altuve recorded at least 200 hits each season and led the American League in the category. And he's 32 years of age. And I think he's really, you know, as you said the Strohs are going to win. He'll probably take the Strohs all the way. I mean, much props for Jose Carlos Altuve. That's my power.
Well, and that's a great one, because Altuve is a great ball player. And when you see him, he's really a small guy. And I mean, when he's in the batter's box, the catcher that's squatting is the same height that he is.
He's squatting. You're like, are you standing or are you sitting?
Well, you know, you want to look up at him, sir. You actually standing up or what? But it's like it is. I mean, when you watch it on the tube or you watch it live, and he's in that batter's box. I mean, he's not big as a minute, man. I mean, the catcher is tall as he is squatting, and it's the truth.
That's what we used to say with Gremlina and Glow, because Gremlina's only 4'9". We're like, Are you standing or are you sitting? She's like, I'm standing. Yeah. You know, she gets so offended.
Get off the pot.
You know? Right?
Man, what are you
doing?
He's
a powerhouse, no matter what height. You know, hey, power to him. He's my power play of the week. So congrats.
And he's a good one, because, hey, let me tell you something. He has got power. I mean,
definitely.
Altuve can hit, and he can hit for power. And what's so funny is when you get a shot from like center field, you know, in the home plate, and you see him in the batter's box and the catcher's behind him, and they're about the same height, and that pitcher is, you know, six. He's got to throw downhill to Altuve, and he's got to bring it into him.
Right.
I mean, he's got to actually throw downhill to him.
He's got to throw down.
Comes
I was
in.
Say. him.
But let me tell you something. He can hit.
That's right. But we got to talk about that chili with the Bengals. Chili is killing the Bengals.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along. Well, we flew through Cincinnati and we all got really happy.
Oh, that's the old man. Can you tell? Let me tell you, that chili is killing the Bengals. Let me tell you something. The Browns beat Cincinnati 32-13. Can you imagine that?
The Browns spanked them. The Browns spanked
them. Like
that,
they owned them.
That was not one spanking. That was but two, maybe three. Ouch. Take it.
And then they poured that old nasty chili all over their hiney.
They did. That nasty chili is all over their head. And how do you like it now? Is that cinnamon waking you up at all? I don't think so.
And they stuck it up to them, too. They whipped them like they owned them.
Yes, they did.
Hey, we'll be right back with more Mouthing Off right after this.
Mouthing Off all over the world.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just two glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water.
Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Mouthing off all over the world.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off all around the world. I'm Fast Eddie Mansfield along with my beautiful co-host, Patricia Summerlin, Sunny, the California girl.
Thank you, Eddie, for that amazing intro.
You know something, Patricia? I need to do a quick shout-out to my buddy Leon Beck, the publisher of the Texas Hot Country Magazine. He's been interviewing some of the greatest country music artists for 30 years, and I'm proud to announce that he's going to do an interview with me for his magazine. I'll be gracing the cover. Can you imagine that? If you want to know more, go to his website, TexasHotCountryMagazine.com. And I'm real excited about that for us.
Eddie. Were you keeping that best kept secret from me? Wow, Texas Hot Country Magazine? I going to be mentioned on that? I know I won't be on the front cover, but I know I'll be mentioned with you. I'm sure, right? Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you're all liable to be right beside me, but you know, we don't usually take pictures together. But we may have to do that for the cover, and because it's about, you know, the stuff that we're going to be shooting and all the stuff that we have coming up, Patricia, is really exciting. Yeah, Mouthing Off is a really exciting show, and it's really taking off, and we're doing some really cool stuff, and I'm excited.
Yes, and we're sending our best to one of the greatest wide receivers in the NFL. I might add, my favorite of all, the best wide receiver, my Cooper Kupp, all the way. He's going to play this Sunday after a scare with a very bad sprain. So, you know, we need Cooper Kupp. That's my man, Eddie.
Hey, and I'm going to tell you this. Astros in 6. And to all the Mouthing Off Nation, Patricia, what do we give them?
Oh, yes. Lots of love and lots of sports. You know, we are mouthing off nonstop for the best games all over the world. You name it. We've got NASCAR, NFL, Major League Baseball, lots of good stuff. Plus, don't forget to vote for me on Facebook, Patricia Summerlin. Go and find me and vote, vote, vote. Much appreciated. Much love, Eddie. Until next week, right, Eddie?
Yeah, that's it.
It's been
fun. We'll see you next week.
Type thing.
Gotta run. Thank you for listening, everybody. This is Mouthing Off. We'll see you next week.